The Czech Republic and the other 9 countries which joined the European Union in 2004 may not be able to join the Schengen zone as originally planned in October 2007. EU officials are making no secret of the fact that the planned entry date will be almost impossible to meet due to technical and legal problems in building a new police database for the extended alliance. The newcomers have been warned to expect a delay of a year or more. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
The European Union had originally planned to allow the 10 mostly ex-communist states which joined the bloc 2 years ago into its border-free Schengen area in October of 2007. Now the European Commission is saying they will have to wait a year longer. Work on a new police database has fallen behind schedule to such an extent that meeting the original deadline is practically impossible. The base, which stores information on stolen vehicles and wanted persons, is vital for the expansion of the Schengen zone, and although the newcomers have berated the delay, EU officials say nothing can be done about it. So what will this delay mean in practical terms to countries like the Czech Republic? Radek Kohl from the Institute for International Relations says the repercussions will be psychological as well as practical. They will cost time and money.
The practical manifestation of one of the fundamental EU freedoms, that is freedom of movement of people, that was promised by the EU to all newcomers. So for them, it's really one of the real differences of being not a member of the EU and being a full member of the EU, which they are at the moment not. Because in practical life, there are still police controls at the borders. That means when either they are traveling as individuals or on business trips, they will have to undergo the basic checks that, depending on the season, time of the day, etc., may take just a few minutes, but also can extend into long queues lasting a few hours.
So far, this is more or less psychological. Of course, people lose time as well. But what about businesses?
Well, businesses would have to queue with all their goods within these lanes while they see that, for example, it's been France and Germany or Belgium and Germany, where there are no longer internal borders. The same ferries and goods in it could cross these administrative borders in a slip of a second. So the difference is quite apparent, and it adds also the negative effects on the Czech infrastructure as far as roads are concerned, because it means congestion of the heavy traffic right before crossing points, therefore in turn affecting normal life of ordinary citizens as well.
Radek Kohl there from the Institute for International Relations in Prague. A final decision is to be made and a new deadline set at a meeting of EU ministers in October. 2 possible alternative solutions are still on the table: integrating the 10 newcomers into the old database or having 2 central databases running in parallel. Both these options have been described as time-consuming and expensive, and diplomats in Brussels have indicated that they are unlikely to be implemented.